103.9 The Fish. It is Fish Family Solutions with our team of marriage and family therapists. Dr. Erin Ambrose is a professor of psychology over at William Jessup University, a licensed marriage and family therapist, valleypsych.com. Erin, what do our kids and family really need over the holidays, over the Christmas season? We know it's definitely not a stressed out mom, wife, person, or partner.
You know, that's a great question, because often what we give them is exactly the opposite, right? Yeah. We give them a stressed out mom, a stressed out partner, a frantic person.
Yeah.
But what our kids and what our families, what they really need is to feel loved and secure,
yeah,
to feel valued, and to have peaceful times together. That's really, and that's how we give it to them, actually, is to have peaceful time together, not the stressed out, hurry up, get in the car, we have to go here, sit over here while I wrap this present, sit over here while I set this table.
And make everything look perfect because such and such and such are coming over. That's
exactly
the big thing too.
Exactly. And perfection is our enemy,
yeah,
right? I mean, we don't need them to have a perfectly wrapped present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need them to have the perfectly, orchestrated dinner.
Yeah.
But we really want them to be able to look back, and I want to be able to look back too, on our holidays and have some really cherished memories.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to do that is if we have peaceful time together.
Uh-huh.
Peaceful time together. You know, we want to give families, ourselves, our friends, memories of joy, not memories of stress. So when we're starting to feel really frantic and stressed out about something, a good question, I think this is what I ask myself too, is what I'm doing right now, what I'm stressing over, is it going to help create a cherished memory?
Mm. Right.
Wow.
For my loved one, for
nice.
Myself, you know, and if the answer of that is no, then why am I doing it?
There you go.
Is this really going to matter? I ask myself this too. Is this going to matter in 10 years?
Right.
Is this what my family's going to be talking about when we're all laughing together years from now? No. You know, they're not talking about how presents were wrapped. They're not talking about how the table was set. We're talking about the fun things, the going and looking at Christmas lights together, singing Christmas carols, or, how we, our family, uniquely celebrated Jesus' birthday.
Amen.
Those are the things
Amen.
We're going to look back on and,
yes.
and love.
Yeah, that's true. Great information, Dr. Erin Ambrose, valleypsych.com. It's all about creating those good memories. Next week, same time, we're going to talk to Dr. Ken Larson, and he's going to have some tips on how to handle family conflicts over the holidays.
Good.
Something I know none of us can relate to at all.
Jody and I share similar upbringings, I think, in many ways.
That's called sarcasm.
At least with siblings.
Perhaps he could address sarcasm.
We can understand that.
I hear something behind your sarcasm. Okay,
that's
all right.
Funny.
From the Big Mountain Heating, Air, and Solar Traffic Center, what's going on?
I know my cherished memory is of my grandmother forcing all of us to watch Lawrence Welk Christmas special with her on Sunday nights.
Woo!
It was true torture.
Yeah.
Cloudy and 48 degrees right now, getting up to 60.